Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to talk about inventories and cost of goods sold. Inventory is often the largest and most important asset owned by a merchandising business. The inventory of some companies, like car dealerships or jewelry stores, may cost several times more than any other asset the company owns. As an asset, the inventory figure has a direct impact on reporting the solvency of the company in the balance sheet. As a factor in determining cost of goods sold, the inventory figure has a direct impact on the profitability of the company's operations as reported in the income statement. Thus, the importance of inventory figure should not be underestimated. A merchandising company may prepare accurate income statements, statements of retained earnings, and balance sheets only if its inventory is correctly valued. On the income statement, a company using periodic inventory procedure takes a physical inventory to determine the cost of goods sold. Since the cost of goods sold figure affects the company's net income, it also affects the balance of retained earnings on the statement of retained earnings. On the balance sheet, incorrect inventory amounts affect both the reported ending inventory and retained earnings. Inventories appear on the balance sheet under the heading Current Assets, which reports current assets in a descending order of liquidity. Because inventories are consumed or converted into cash within a year or more, or one operating cycle, whichever is longer, inventories usually follow cash and receivables on the balance sheet. Recall that under periodic inventory procedure, we determine the cost of goods sold figure by adding the beginning inventory to the net cost of purchases and deducting the ending inventory. In each accounting period, the appropriate expense must be matched with the revenues of that period to determine the net income. Applied to inventory, matching involves determining how much of the cost of goods available for sale during the period should be deducted from the current revenues and how much should be allocated to goods on hand and thus carried forward as an asset in the balance sheet to be matched against future revenues. Because we determine the cost of goods sold by deducting the ending inventory from the cost of goods available for sale, a highly significant relationship exists. Net income for an accounting period depends directly on the valuation of ending inventory. This relationship involves three items. First, a merchandising company must be sure that it has proper value, that it has properly valued its ending inventory. If the ending inventory is overstated, cost of goods sold is understated, resulting in an overstatement of gross margin and net income. Also, overstatement of ending inventory causes current assets, total assets, and retained earnings to be overstated. Thus, any change in the calculation of ending inventory is reflected dollar for dollar in net income, current assets, total assets, and retained earnings. Second, when a company misstates its ending inventory in the current year, the company carries forward that misstatement into the next year. This misstatement occurs because the ending inventory amount of the current year is the beginning inventory amount of the next year. And third, an error in one period's ending inventory automatically causes an error in net income in the opposite direction in the next period. After 2 years, however, the error washes out and assets and retained earnings are properly stated. To illustrate the overstatement and understatement, as you can see, in the year 2009, the ending inventory is stated correctly, okay? And then it's overstated by $5,000 here, which is going to reflect a $5,000 overstated net income. And then you're going to have an overstated retained earnings based off of the overstated net income. And from there, it will carry over into 2010, your beginning inventory, which was overstated. It will carry over to $40,000. And again, by $5,000, everything is overstated or understated. So that is the importance of making sure that your ending inventory is properly documented. The correctly stated ending inventory for the year 2000 is $35,000. As a result, Allen has a gross margin of $135,000 and a net income of $50,000. The statement of retained earnings shows a beginning retained earnings of $120,000 and an ending retained earnings of $170,000. When the ending inventory is overstated by $5,000, the gross margin is $140,000 and the net income is $55,000. The statement of retained earnings then has an ending retained earnings of $175,000. The ending inventory overstatement of $5,000 causes a $5,000 overstatement of net income and a $5,000 overstatement of retained earnings. The balance sheet would show both an overstatement of inventory and an overstatement of retained earnings. Due to the error in ending inventory, both the stockholders and creditors may overstate the profitability of the company. Note that the ending inventory in Exhibit 44 now becomes the beginning inventory of Exhibit 45. However, Allen's inventory at 2010, December 31, is now an accurate inventory of $45,000. As a result, the gross margin in the income statement with the beginning inventory correctly stated $145,000, and Allen Company has a net income of $91,500 and an ending retained earnings of $261,500. In the income statement columns at the right, in which the beginning inventory is overstated by $5,000, the gross margin is $140,000 and net income is $86,500, with the ending retained earnings also at $261,500. In contrast to an overstatement ending inventory resulting in an overstatement of net income, an overstated beginning inventory results in an understatement of net income. If the beginning inventory is overstated, then cost of goods available for sale and cost of goods sold are also overstated. Consequently, gross margin and net income are understated. Note, however, that when net income in the second year is closed to retained earnings, the retained earnings account is stated at its proper amount. The overstatement of net income in the first year is offset by the understatement of net income in the second year. For the 2 years combined, the net income is correct. At the end of the second year, the balance sheet contains the correct amounts for both inventory and retained earnings. Exhibit 46 summarizes the effects of errors of inventory valuation. So, in your cost of goods sold, the ending inventory is under. Excuse me, let me start that over. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. So to demonstrate your ending inventory and your beginning inventory, the under and overstatements, if your cost of goods sold is overstated, your ending inventory will be understated, and then the beginning inventory for the next year will be understated and then overstated at the end. And same with your net income.